burying him and whittling on top and putting a sign on him. Well, the old rat's like that, and so do the young ones. Shows 'em you're thinking for everyone. Sardines put his head on one side and grinned a worried grin.
I can see I'm going to have to watch you, Sardines, said Darktan. You think like Morris.
Don't worry about me, boss. I'm small. I got a dance. I wouldn't be any good at leadering.
Thinking for everyone, Darktan thought, like the white rat.
Where is Dangerous Beans? He said, looking around. Isn't he here?
Haven't seen him, boss.
What? We need him. He's got the map in his head.
Map, boss? Sardines looked concerned.
I thought you drew maps in the mud. Not a map like a picture of tunnels and traps, Sardines. A map of what we are and where we're going.
Oh, you mean like that lovely island? Never really believed in it, boss.
I don't know about any islands, said Darktan. But when I was in that place, I saw the shape of an idea. There's been a war between humans and rats forever. It's got to end. And here, now, in this place, with these rats, I can see that it can. This might be the only time and the only place where it can. I can see the shape of an idea in my head, but I can't think of the words for it. Do you understand? So, we need the white rat, because he knows the map for thinking. We've got to think our way out of this. Running around and squeaking won't work anymore.
You're doing fine so far, boss, said the dancer, patting him on the shoulder.
It's all going wrong, said Darktan, trying to keep his voice down. We need him. I need him.
I'll get some squads together, boss, if you show me where to start looking, said Sardines meekly.
In the drains, not far from the cages, said Darktan. Morris was with him, he added.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Gov? Said Sardines. You know what Hammond Pork always said? You can always trust a cat
to be a cat. Yeah, I know. I wish I knew the answer to that, Sardines.
Sardines stepped closer.
Can I ask a question, Gov?
Of course.
What was it Hammond Pork whispered to you just before he died? Special leader wisdom, was it?
Good advice, said Darktan. Good advice.
Morris blinked. Very slowly his tongue wound itself back in. He flattened his ears, and legs moving in silent, slow motion, crept along beside the gutter. Right under the grating there was something pale. The red streak was coming from further upstream, and divided in two as it flowed around the thing before becoming one swirling thread again. Morris reached it. It was a rolled-up scrap of paper, sodden with water and stained with red. He extended a claw and fished it out. It flopped on the side of the gutter, and as Morris gently peeled the paper apart, he saw the smudged pictures drawn in thick pencil. He knew what they were. He'd learned them one day when he had nothing better to do. They were stupidly simple. "No rat shall," he began. Then there was a damp mess down to the bit that read, "We are not like other rats." "Oh, no," he said. They wouldn't drop this, would they? Not the rules. Peaches carried it around as though it was a hugely precious thing.
"Will I find them first?" said an alien voice in Morris's head. "Or perhaps I have..."
Morris ran, skidding on the slimy stone as the tunnel turned a corner.
"What strange things they are, cat! Rats that think they are not rats! Shall I be like you? Shall I act like a cat? Shall I keep one of them alive for a while?"
Morris yowled under his breath. Other smaller tunnels branched off on either side, but the thin red streak led straight on, and there, under another grating, the shape lay in the water, the red leaking gently from it. Morris sagged. He'd been expecting... what? But this was worse, in a way. Worse than anything. Soaked in water, leaking the red ink from Ratty Rupert the Rat's red waistcoat, was Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. Morris hooked it out on claw tip, and the cheap paper pages fell out, one by one, and drifted away in the water.